Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. Tonight is an edition of House of Inspiration Dance Mix and Faith Teaching with our resident DJ and director of men's ministry, DJ Frankie Vibe. All right. Are you there, Frankie?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm all is well here in New Jersey. Praise God.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. All is well in Chicago. You know.
I am really
excited about your teaching because it's on faith, and you know it's impossible to please God without faith. So I think this is a word for everyone out there. Again, if you like the message that you hear, share the link. If you feel it, share the link. And you can always visit us at www.jhom.org. to check out all the other resources we have for you. And next week will be the Youth for Christ show. They're going to take over the studio on the 27th. So that's all the church announcements. 7:30 Central Standard Time. That's all the church announcements.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Well, you know, we have to have them, you know. You got to have the church announcements. Okay.
Yes.
My brother, I turn the floor over to you. Let us know what God has been speaking to you about concerning faith.
Amen. Well, first of all, it's just a privilege and honor to be with you once again. You know, thank you, Sister Pucci, for opening the doors to be able to do what God has led us to do, to teach on the Word, to play music that proclaims His holy name, music that you can dance to, that you can raise your hands, that you can clap your hands,
yes.
You can stomp your feet,
yes.
You know, something for
yes.
your mind, your body, your spirit, and especially your dance. So I just thank you for opening the doors of the ministry, for allowing us to do what we do. Praise God.
Yes.
Just once again, just very excited about tonight. This is our first live teaching.
Yes.
And I'm just so overwhelmed, and I'm, like I said, just very humbled and grateful to be able to teach this word that God has given me. As Sister Pucci mentioned, it is a word on faith. I have been asking God, what do you want to teach on after we last month we talked on walking in the God type of love, and in my own thinking, I was thinking that the Lord wanted me to teach on forgiveness. And so I asked him
okay.
about it, and he said, son, teach on faith. Teach my people faith. And
yes.
so being obedient to God's voice, we have studied and done our due diligence to teach on faith. If I was to title this message, this Bible lesson, it would be called A Faith-Filled Journey in the Believer's Life. A faith-filled
right.
journey in the believer's life. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
In preparing this lesson on faith, I found out that in this life as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is truly a faith-filled journey. Not so much
yes.
in the faith of who I am or what I've done
mm-hmm.
or what I've accomplished, but faith in who Jesus Christ is and to live dependent on him, not dependent
yes.
on me and not independent on Jesus Christ, but to live dependent on him. So
yes.
in this lesson, we are going to learn principles of faith and what each and every believer must know to go from faith to faith. If I was
okay.
to pose this question to you, Sister Pucci, what is faith? You know,
Faith.
yes, what is faith?
Faith is the evidence of the things unseen and the assurance of the things not seen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's what
Amen.
Faith is.
Amen. Amen.
I said that right.
Amen. Amen.
That's what it is. It's the
All
evidence,
right.
You know.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, for those who are listening, and I pray that you are, and I pray that you have your Bible, or if you don't have a Bible, if you have your iPad or your iPhone or your Android phone, and you have some type of Bible application, let us go to the Word of God, and let's go to Hebrews, the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, and let us go to Hebrews chapter 11, starting at verse 1, where we see what the Bible says what faith is. And Sister Pucci touched a little bit on it, but let's go to it and let us read for ourselves. Let us see what the Word of God says what faith is. And once again, that is Hebrews chapter 11 and starting at verse 1. And I'm going to read from I'm going to go back and forth from the King James and the Amplified.
Okay.
And it reads, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, Now faith is the
mm-hmm.
substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2 reads, For by it the elders obtained a good report. And verse 3 reads, Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, to the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So
right.
As Sister Pucci kind of touched on it a bit, faith is
yeah,
the
I
substance of things.
I didn't guess. Hope for.
No, you got it. The things hope for and the evidence of things not seen.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is, and that's why one of the reasons I read the following verses 2 and 3, because that shows us an example of what faith is. Because verse 2 reads, For it the elders obtained a good report.
Right.
Faith is a trust in God, which is what the elders did. They trusted in God. They believed in what God says and what he's going to do and what is going to come to pass. It is a transitive verb, meaning there's a transaction that happens in faith.
Right.
And
right.
It's non-meritorious. In other words, faith just operates. It's not by you doing something, and that's faith. Faith operates separate of that. It's non-meritorious. You can't earn
mm-hmm.
faith. You can't work for faith.
No.
Faith actually comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, which is, if you want to look that up in your Bible, that would be Romans chapter 10, verse 17. All of God's creation has faith. Every one of us, anything that God created has faith.
Yes.
We as human beings, we have learned by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Our children, they are prime examples of learning by faith. They believe
yeah.
everything you teach them. When I mean you, I mean if you're a parent, if you have children.
If we're parents,
they believe, and they believe everything that you teach them. They believe that daddy and mommy is right in what they told me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, just to reemphasize, every human being has faith. But here's the thing. It is the direction in which faith is applied. Faith is something that you don't have to pray for. You don't have to ask God for faith. What you do need to do is to ask our Heavenly Father to increase my faith in you, Lord God. There are people who place their faith in themselves, in their own good works, or in other people, or in, or even places, or in things. The Bible teaches us to have faith in Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen.
And this is the faith that gets you into heaven. Once again, I just want to encourage you, if you have your Bible or if you have an iPad or iPhone or Android phone with a Bible application like a Bible Gateway, I would ask if you can, yes, get one. And if you do have one, if you're listening, yes, amen. And if you do have one, you're listening and you're following along with this teaching, I would ask that you would turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Verses 8 and 9. And once again, I'm going to be reading this from the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. And it reads, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." Verse 9, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." Jesus Christ is the object of our faith. He gets all the merit and he gets all the credit. The merit is in the object of faith. Jesus Christ, he is the object of our faith, of the believer's faith. He is the object. He is the one that gets all the merit and credit for any and everything that you do in the life that he has given you. Let us turn to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 16 and 17. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. And it reads, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Verse 17, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." In those two passages we just read, we see that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, and that the just shall live by faith. How will we go from faith to faith? We do that by reading the Word of God on a regular basis, on a daily basis. Doesn't have to be a chapter. It can be just a few verses. And not only that, if you are dealing with something in your life, find a verse of scripture that God will reveal to you to read that will help you.
And I want to add, I'm sorry. I just
wanted it's okay. Go ahead, Sister Pucci.
I just wanted to add to that, you know, the technology that we have today, there is absolutely no excuse for any Christian not to have a Bible with them on hand at the ready. Because the Bible tells us that we must be able to present an answer when asked about our faith.
Amen.
You know, so get you know, this is serious stuff. You know, you feed yourself every day, and the Word of God is food. Go ahead, brother.
Yes. And just to piggyback on what you're saying, Sister Pucci, because when you publicly, because it is a public display, and privately live the life of the believer, people are looking at you. You are watched. They want to see how you react to a situation. They want to know, what words are you speaking? Are they faith-filled words? Are they words that are that you're building people and situations up? Are you tearing them? Are you tearing people down? Are you tearing the situation down and just acting like anybody else instead of acting as the believer in Jesus Christ that you say you are? I know, mm-hmm. I know many situations I've gone through in life. Many situations. Matter of fact, just you know, to be transparent, this past season, we had a few situations where, you know, there were some things I wanted to do for the Lord, and I faced a brick wall. You know, some things were taken away, and some things were taken away, and some things just didn't work when they normally would work. But praise be to God, I just kept digging into the Word of God, finding scriptures that were dealing with my situation, and sure enough, through time, you know, and remember, we are in time. You know, God is not in time. God created time. But he made a way out of no way where things just turned around. It didn't turn around when I wanted them, because I wanted them, you know, in my own thinking, you know, it should happen now. But, you know, right away.
It makes you remember that this has nothing to do with you.
Exactly. There you go. I was going to say that shit to Pucci. Thank you for that confirmation. Yeah. And it didn't. It didn't have nothing to do with me. It was all about God's time. It was all about his grace and his mercy. And he showed it. And when he showed it, he showed it.
Yeah.
And the situation actually, you know, God worked it out for his good. And me being in his presence, talking to him, reading his word, it worked out for my good as well. Do with me, it had everything to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not speak against our Heavenly Father. I just stayed in faith. I spoke words of faith, and I acted in faith. You know,
yes.
Because your countenance says a lot as well. If you're walking around, keep looking at the ground, you know, and as we would say, you know, walking around with a gorilla suit.
Yeah.
You know.
And at Friday, last flashback Friday, I was coming from Peter, and I was saying, you know, hearing the word of God and not doing what it says is like a man looking in the mirror and walking away and forgetting what he looks like.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, you know, God made it real simple. Like, this is, you will be really center special if you can't get this. Because,
right.
You know, with the analogy that the Word of God made absolutely, it's like, okay, why would you forget what you look like? You know, why do we forget where we came from?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You
Amen.
Know. Go,
Amen.
My brother, proceed. Yes. This is
yes,
important
but it's
stuff.
Just, yes, but it's so important to have that right countenance, the right attitude, knowing that everything is going to work out, and it will work out. It will work out as long as you trust and believe on who God is, who Jesus Christ is. It's going to work out. God requires
Amen.
Faith. God requires faith to please him. Once again, if you're following this teaching, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. And it reads, "But without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Once again, when things are going good, seek him. When things are going bad, seek him. Bottom line, seek God in everything that you do. No matter what, seek God through the Word of God. This type of faith is called the believer's faith. This type of faith is for spiritual growth, and spiritual growth comes from the Word of God. The Word of God
yes.
is the object of faith. It is mm-hmm. under the principle of the filling or controlling ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
In the believer's life, the Word of God must come from the Word of God. Spiritual growth must come from the believer reading the Word of God.
Yeah, because he's going to make you repeat the same grade if you don't get it.
Amen, amen.
That's why people have situations that repeat.
Yes.
It's because you're not growing spiritually.
That's right.
And
amen.
If you're
amen.
In, you know, I don't want to take you off of where you are, but, you know, what resonated in my spirit with this is that, you know, people need to actually check, verify, and make sure you're in a Bible-based church or
amen.
Ministry.
Yes.
You
amen.
Know.
So important.
That it's so important, you know, because that's where you go. One of the places you go to get fed. We feed people at the website, and you know, if you can't find the verse, listen to the Word of God, and then check for yourself.
Amen.
You know. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Go right ahead. This is. Ooh, you got me on fire over here.
Praise God. Holy Spirit, have your way. In the believer's life, the Word of God must be learned and applied. And this involves self-discipline. And once again, I stated this before, and I'll say it again. You must have a positive attitude towards the Word of God. Don't tear the Word of God down. Don't try to find loopholes in it. Read it,
yeah.
Believe it, read it, believe it, and receive it.
Yeah.
Receive the Word of God. Let's go to Hebrews 4. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. And once again, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it reads, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, is discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Many people stress works, good deeds, and they run around trying to get people to work for God. Not saying that's not good, because it does play a part in spreading the gospel. The Bible teaches us very clearly, that the objective of the believer's life is to learn the Word of God on a consistent basis and to grow up spiritually.
And
let's
tell
go
somebody.
Amen. And tell somebody. Amen.
Yeah, tell somebody. And, you know, I'm looking at the time that we had left, and I know I interjected a lot. But before we, because everyone in the mix is coming after the word, I just wanted to see, was there anything else that you really needed to drive home?
I'm going to drive home with this. Your faith must have a working object, or your faith means nothing. You're not doing the work. The object of your faith is doing the work. And there are two objects of faith. One is Jesus Christ, and the second is the Word of God. In the life of the believer, Bible doctrine is the working object of your faith. Once again, the Word of God. And when you have Bible doctrine in your life, it will have a spiritual impact in you and through you. It is the Word of God that does the work, and not human ability alone. The Word will work if you work the Word. If you work the Word.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And once again, faith or belief is a non-meritorious system of perception, which is compatible with the grace plan of God. It is important to remember that faith in itself is nothing. but faith in a righteous object is. And once again, the two righteous objects of faith is the Lord Jesus Christ, which appropriates salvation, and the second is the written word of God, the Bible, which appropriates spiritual growth in the believer's life. Faith must have an object that works for it. We talked about this early in the broadcast. It is a transitive verb and a non-meritorious meaning that Jesus Christ and the Word of God get the merit and the credit in the work that has been given to all of us to do. And I challenge everyone that's listening, just take a few minutes out of your day and study the Word of God for yourself. I believe you will develop and strengthen your faith. And from time to time, ask God to increase my faith in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And for those out there who haven't accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, we want to open that up to you. And it's very simple. What would they have to say, Brother Frankie?
Well, the Bible says,
the door.
Amen. Well, the Bible clearly says in Romans 10:9-10, that if you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and confess it with your mouth, you shall be saved. It is through the mouth that salvation will come to you. All you have to do is just let him in. God has the power. He has the power to come into your life, but he doesn't have the authority if you do not let him in. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that we trust and believe that someone prayed this prayer, that they trust you, Lord, that they believe that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, for our sins, and that he died on the cross for our sins, and he rose up again and ascended back to you, where he's with you right now on the right hand of our Father. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing and what you've done. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. And everybody, we're getting ready to go into the dance break. And as I tell everyone every show what the dance break means, one, it is giving you a half an hour to do nothing but praise the Lord. And he loves our praises. Second, this is a ministry within itself. We're going to try to figure out what DJ Frankie Vibe is trying to tell us and what the music he has chosen. So everybody, get ready. Give God some praise. Get up. And here we go.
Frankie Vibe with House of Inspiration.
Turn around. Thank you. Seasons of my life.
Maryland area, you're under construction. You listen to the sounds of DJ Frankie Vibe and the House of Inspiration Mix Show. Let's go get it.
All right. That's the dance mix for the month on the House of Inspiration with the teaching on faith. Don't forget to visit us at www.jhom.org for all the other shows that we do and all the resources we have for you to feed your spirit. And we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art with Society of Music. Peace, blessings, and Frankie and I will see you next month.